Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Happy New Year, and I'm saying this on the fourth day of the second month because I completely missed the 31 days of the first month. I guess my laziness is the only constant that I've carried forward from the past year. In case you guys have any interesting updates, do let me know, but this year is treating me pretty much the same. Apart from that, today I'm going to speak about something which is really large. It's huge. It lives on land and it has a trunk. So I'm going to talk about elephants. See, it was not random. I read a book where this protagonist is an scientist, is an elephant caretaker and a scientist who researches elephant brains. And she wants to reverse the trauma on the elephant brains, because they are very, very sensitive animals. So that's what she does. And this book is amazing because not only because of the story, but because of all the details about elephants the author has put in. So it's really great. What's the name? Leaving Time, I guess. So you can give it a read. And I happened to see this documentary about a couple who raises two orphaned elephants right here in Tamil Nadu. So it's shot in India, and it shows a couple who raises two orphaned elephants, and it's in this Tepaka elephant camp. And this is a really beautiful documentary. It's on Netflix, so its name is The Elephant Whispers, so you can check that out. It's well shot, really. So after seeing that documentary on elephants, I wanted to read more about them, so here I am. And I don't know how many of you know, but I think you have seen elephants travel in herds. And these herds are mostly female elephants because the males don't travel in herds. They only stay till they achieve adolescence, and after that they prefer to explore the jungle on their own. So up to 10-14 years they'll be with the herd, which consists of the matriarch, the oldest female, her sisters, her daughters and their kids, and other female members. And once they leave, they try to befriend other male elephants and all. And the most cases of elephant deaths happen when they are separated from their herds. So that's what happened with the two elephants in this documentary. And thankfully, they were rescued, but not many are. And they become prey to other animals. Or they are stuck in electric wires between villages and forests, or they are shot. So horrible things happen to them, or they even die because they can't find any food on their own, or they cannot survive without their mother's assistance. So elephants are really sensible and empathetic animals, and no other animal on earth would grieve another animal's death, but elephants do that. They cover the remains of other animals, even not belonging to their herd or not elephants. Any animal they see, they'll try to cover it up, and they'll pick it and separate it from, they'll seclude it. So that's how sensible they are. And they remember everything. Like, they have this amazing memory. And I know, like, everybody knows that they are really smart, but you don't know exactly how smart they are. So if you read about it, the EQ is a ratio which is used to measure the brains of different animals, and it is encephalization question, and it observes the brain mass to the expected size of any typical animal. So on an average, animals have one EQ, an EQ of one, because that's all that they need: breathing, motor skills, etc. But elephants have an EQ ranging from two to three, both African and Asiatic. And human beings, ha ha ha, you can guess. Guess, guess. They have an EQ of 7 because they need to do a lot of other things like programming and law and writing and I don't know what all, but yeah, so your Homo sapiens have an EQ of 7 plus. And these chimpanzee gorilla, they have it of 2.2, 2.4, but elephants, they are really smart and they remember everything. So I read a lot of examples and where their caretakers were separated from their elephants, and when they reunited after 23 years, the elephant came back on a single call. They have no time, they took no time recognizing them. So yeah, they are pretty amazing, and you can give this documentary or this book a try. And I often find myself reading about different animals, so let's see which one I stumble upon next time. Till then, have a happy new year. I'm a month late, but please don't mind that. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.